Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up to heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good evening. To our dear mothers, happy Mother's Day. This secular observance falls on the solemnity of Ascension, which we celebrate today. So today we celebrate the ascension of Christ into his eternal glory in heaven. By celebrating this solemnity, we express our Christian hope that where he, our head, has gone before us, we, his body, will one day follow to live forever in that kingdom of our Father. Today marks the end of Jesus' visible presence among his people, and at the same time marks the beginning of the mission of the apostles, guided and strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Also, this day marks the time of transition from the age of Jesus of Nazareth to the era of the apostles and the church. The ascension of Jesus does not mean that we are left as orphans. Aside from the Holy Spirit, whom he promised he would send to us, Jesus also promised to be with us always to the end of age. He is still united with us, and in fact, he invites us to ascend with him to heaven while we still live here on earth. When we lift up our minds and hearts to God, when we focus our attention to God in prayer, we ascend to him and with him, and unite ourselves with him. When we do acts of love and charitable works, we ascend to God and unite ourselves with him. For St. John says, "Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him." During Mass, too, the celebrant invites us to lift up our hearts, and we respond, "We lift them up to the Lord." This is the moment to remind ourselves with greater consciousness that our thoughts and minds should ascend and unite with God whenever we ready ourselves for prayer. This form of ascension with Jesus, which entails living here on earth, yet remaining united with Jesus in faith, hope, and charity, is just a prelude of the final ascension, after which we shall see God face to face as he really is. We shall be united forever with Christ our head in that eternal kingdom where there is no sorrow, no trials, suffering, anxieties, or pain, a place where every tear will be wiped away from our eyes, as we read from the book of Revelation. However, while we ascend with Jesus and remain united with him in faith, hope, and charity, Jesus warns us that we should not neglect our responsibilities here on earth. This is implied in the message of the two men, the angels, who appeared to the disciples after the ascension and gently rebuked them, saying, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him go into heaven." They were waiting for the imminent return of Jesus, and God is now telling them to stop looking up to heaven and show their faith here on earth and do their mission here. Meaning that it is not enough to unite ourselves with Christ in prayer and meditation. We have to fulfill our mission on this earth and not ignore the problems of this earth. In some sense, he was reiterating the mandate which he gave us at creation: go and subdue the earth, meaning show your talents on this earth and make it a better place to live in. Hence, ascension does not mean that we should only keep our minds above and ignore the problems of this earth, or be indifferent to the needs of our brothers and sisters, but practice both in a unique and perfect balance. St. Luke complements this message when he says, "Blessed are those servants that the Lord, on his return, will find the bees at work serving their brothers and sisters." Before his ascension, as we heard in the gospel, Jesus commissioned his disciples to go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. So we too are commissioned in the same way to preach the gospel to every creature. But why all creation, every creature? Can animals and plants hear the gospel? When people hear the message of Christ and pattern their lives onto it, the whole universe is transformed. The whole creation is transformed. And this point is explained by St. John in his letter to the Romans, where he says, "The whole creation is waiting with eagerness for the children of God to be revealed, with the intention that the whole creation be freed from slavery to corruption and will share the glorious freedom of the children of God." So when we use creatures wrongly or destroy what God has created, we do evil. Like emitting gases into the atmosphere, which eventuate into climatic changes and catastrophes. Like causing bushfires out of recklessness, like deforestation, and even maltreating our pets, our domestic animals. On this last point, you people of America are doing better than anywhere else in the world. The pets of America, I heard someone say, and perhaps this is true, the pets of America enjoy better life than so many people in the developing world. I've seen dogs taking front seats in their master's cars and enjoying a ride. At first I was shocked when I saw a dog with a head hanging outside the window, you know. But later, it became normal. Pets have health insurance. They share comfortable shelters with their master's homes, and so many privileges. This shows how greatly you value everything God has created. You preach the message of love to all creatures. In Africa, dogs cannot share the same home with their masters, with their owners. They are meant to stay outside in the cold and maintain security around the house. Perhaps we need to be re-evangelized on this aspect. So when the gospel message changes our hearts, then creation too will be redeemed. It will no longer be used for evil, but only for the purpose for which it was created, mainly to help us to love and be happy. Therefore, our mission after the ascension of our Lord is to preach and practice the message of love and work for the birth of a new humanity and a new creation. By so doing, we shall finally ascend with Jesus into the joys of heaven. May God bless you. Amen.